Gatorade, Nate sipping on that red. Re and his bitch talking shit, but we don't talk to feds. Pull up with the fucking lead, hit him in the head. Ooh. Or I might lay with his bitch in his bed.
What? What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And for the 50th time, this is the Take a Chance podcast. And we got the whole fam in here today.
We do. We got the whole fam in here. Everyone has their own episode if you guys haven't seen them already. But today, we have the newest member of TAC.
Oh, yeah. True. Baby Flock.
Baby Flocko. What's the word, guys?
And if Chance, if...
You got the OG member.
Yeah, you might as well tell us a little bit about Flock, how he got on the team.
You know, Flock started, you know, he was his client, you know, just kind of like everybody else, but, you know, something was a little different about Flock. You know, he's willing to learn, you know, take control of trying to learn, you know, the master and mix the master inside of everything. And, you know, I saw that, and basically, you know, I'm trying to see what we can do, basically.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Devin, what have you been up to? Yeah.
Me?
Mr. Rare Image?
Oh, lots of photography work. Video work, new shoot with Colton coming soon. Yeah, same old, same old, normal work.
Feel you.
A couple more projects with Chance going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Frank, we got the BF3. Freestyle God, BF3.
Frank, how's your life changed since you were on the TAC podcast?
Shit, been working on a lot of different things. Got snacks popping in my favor. Got music going crazy. They ain't ready for that unreleased.
They ain't ready.
Hoes.
Blood.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Y'all ain't the hoes.
Ain't cold. Ready.
It's on the way.
Hoes.
It's just a fucking delay.
Oh, what an intro, huh?
What an intro.
What's new? What's new? What can we talk about on this? I don't really know what to expect with this episode.
No, I mean,
we talk about your guys. What's your guys' favorite episodes?
Ooh.
What's your guys' favorite, like, top three in order?
I'll let you go
no
first.
No hard feelings.
Huh? I see what you did there.
What? No hard feelings.
I don't
feelings.
Even think he knows what he did there.
He didn't know what he did there.
No hard feelings.
No idea.
If you know.
They have two albums together, Chance and Nate.
One, technically.
No Hard Feelings.
Well, I guess everyone
no hard
knows
feelings
now.
Too.
Technically,
you gotta
one
give
now.
The lore away sometimes.
Yeah.
My top three.
Hit, man. I'm still learning.
My top three. You can go.
Okay.
I got to think about that one for a minute.
Guys, separate opinions.
I always say Fats. Fats' episode was fun to make, and it was fun to watch.
Yep.
Chance's second episode was really fun. I just remember us laughing a lot and, like, just breaking off on stupid shit and just dying. Gavin Money Moose episode was fun. Oh, yeah, it was a good episode. Recently up here. Pierre, Go Media. That was a great episode.
Pierre was a really good episode.
Yeah. Dave Fio.
Dave was good. TJ.
TJ Major.
TJ Major was a dope episode, and he's
fuck.
Funny. He's a good dude.
I thought it was a list, dog. Y'all just...
We're just naming off good episodes.
He's just naming all the episodes.
Top three. Okay, I'll go Fats, Chance 2, and Aya.
All right.
Chance 2-6.
Fats, TJ, and probably Juan.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Kuz's was a really good episode.
Juan had a really good one.
Frank's fucking... How long freestyle, bro? Like,
dude,
Frank was on there just fucking...
That's a moment, right there.
Frank was on there just going.
That was one of the, like, probably funniest moments. I was like, I don't even think I'm on camera for there, but in, like, Frank's episode, he's freestyling, and I'm just holding shit up, like, behind the camera.
Nah, what did you drop on the table?
Fan.
The fan.
Man, Devin just broke the table.
Broke the table, yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. What's going on in the music industry right now?
A lot.
All right, wait, I got a question. Kendrick or Drake?
Oh.
Kendrick. Easy, bro. Kendrick's so fast, bro. Because I ain't never messed with Drake.
I'll be honest. Lie, it's not as easy as y'all are making it out to be.
That's what I'm saying
it's
here.
It's very easy, bro. Because like I said, I ain't never fucked with Drake back yet. Even in the day, bro, I was just waiting on the world to realize that he sucked.
Dude, no, I was always a Drake fan.
Kendrick's a dog.
Word?
Yeah, you get the he pulls the streaming numbers for a reason, though.
I mess with some old Drake. Like, I could get behind some old Drake. But new shit, like,
Nothing Was the Same is a top-tier album.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. Anything. Like, the hood, like, ghetto.
Anything Drake. After, what's it called? Scorpion. Anything Scorpio. After Scorpion has not been as good. Scorpion's, like, peak Drake. And then he's just kind of been going down a little.
I would agree with that.
He had the Chicago freestyle afterwards. That was pretty good.
Yeah, and Her Loss came out after that.
I think Kendrick won the beef, but I think Drake had the better songs.
I see that.
It doesn't even matter, though.
You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you guys? Mistake. Does that make sense?
I kind of agree.
You get what I'm saying, right?
I think Drake had, like, the better disses. Like, if you actually paid attention to what he's saying, Drake has the better disses. Drake actually responds to everything Kendrick says, where Kendrick didn't respond to a single thing Drake was dissing about him. Not to mention, if you listen to Kendrick's songs, it's just kind of like 50 ways to call him a pedophile. And it's not like any other diss, really.
And they were all on Twitter.
They were. All the bars My favorite were on tweet from the whole thing is Kendrick fans have to either admit that Kendrick stole bars from Twitter, or his bars are so lame that people came up with them on Twitter 3 or 4 years ago. That's literally my favorite tweet from the whole beef.
Some people are saying that he's like paying homage to the tweets, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that could be.
Some people are saying that he...
But where I kind of disagree with Drake having the better songs, I think Kendrick has the catchier songs.
Not like
and
us.
By far has the better beats.
Drake really did mess
like
up.
The Meet the Grams beat goes
Man,
so hard.
I was just about to say that shit get you chills, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Chance were riding home listening to that together, and
but
we're just like, "What? The
why fuck? Is the hardest beat in the entire beef BBL Jersey?"
Oh, shut the fuck!
Tell me,
up.
You can't tell me that's
that
not
is,
the hardest beat.
That is the dumbest shit. I, Devin, you have said
BBL
some
Jersey.
Shit. That is the dumbest shit you've
BBL
said.
Jersey.
I'm not saying it wasn't catchy, but it's not the best beat.
It's the hardest beat.
No. It's about Drake's
It's the
ass.
Hardest beat. And then Drake rapping over the beat too.
That was funny.
That was the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Tell them how we go together.
Horrible song, but like
such a good beat that you're calling it a song.
That shit sucked too. That song was sexy.
No, the Sexy Red song.
Yeah, no, that shit was Dookie Booty.
Yeah, it's a shitty song, but Drake's verse kind of hits.
Hey, can y'all imagine Adonis, like, being like teenager, man, just getting pissed off at his dad or something, and just going in his room, slamming his door, and just Meet the Grams. Like, just that, you know what I'm saying? You just hear that beat blasting, man. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Bro, that's the thing, because, like, you can't tell me Eminem's kids haven't heard Rap Devil.
Right.
Like, you can't, like, you know? So, like, he'll hear those songs eventually.
Eminem dissed his own kids, though.
Yeah, that was funny.
Will, did I send you the video of Haley?
What'd you say fuck me for? Yeah.
He's like, fuck T.I., fuck 50. What'd you say fuck me for? That's literally one of my favorite vines of all time.
Chance, who's some dope artists that have been in here lately that we aren't really hip to? Or anyone that might be watching that doesn't know?
Yeah, like newer since you've been on.
The guy coming in here in like an hour or so is pretty good. His name's Butch. Yeah, he does like some like future kind of music, you know. But you know, he's like talking shit, but it's auto tune. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
Juan's always fucking making fire up in here.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Who else do I got coming up in here all the time? Frank's been making some heat.
Frank has been.
Yeah, you have been in your bag, Frank.
Frank's been doing some country shit.
He's been doing a little bit of everything.
Been doing some fucking like.
I'm not.
He's experimenting.
Hey.
Boy, Frank working.
That's all I would
know
need.
About all this country stuff.
I got my country album coming soon.
Don't lie, Frank. I seen you on that country type.
Hey,
Frank was on.
Did you ever do something over that beat that I made? That when I came to your crib and cooked up.
It's an opener.
Frank, we can do a country song together.
Get me in there.
I know
Let me produce.
Got like a country bumpkin ass song.
I'm so against
Don't
this.
Talk about him like that.
Don't talk about him like that, bro. I heard that snippet, bro.
It might be some shit.
Oh, Chance also drops Still Running. You had a few songs on there too.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, beat on there.
Oh yeah, you did have a beat.
I did have a beat on there.
And then I was on a sample. Your birthday.
April.
Yeah,
my
birthday, yep. April
26th. If you haven't heard that yet, go get that.
I was running April 26th.
You're still running?
Still running now.
Can we talk about the next tape?
I don't know which my next. I have a couple tapes ready. I don't know which one.
I was like, you know what tape I want you to drop next.
You want the crazy.
I was like, that would go so hard for the summer.
Yeah,
it would.
That's also my favorite cover art I've done.
It's definitely coming out eventually. I just don't know when. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out like really how to go forward with my music right now. You know, with content and everything. Just find a better direction.
What would you say to your younger self? If you were to,
I probably would. I would tell him probably don't rap, brother.
Don't rap.
Yeah, this shit's like. The music industry kind of sucks.
It does.
Making music's amazing and it's very great, but actually trying to do it's kind of. But I'm in too deep now, you know. I got it on me and shit. You know, we ain't stopping.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to keep going, marketing's everything. Yeah, being in the studio is the easy part.
Bro? Think about this one. Two things. Don't expect too much and don't trust everybody. Those would be the two things I would say.
Can I double back on don't rap? We need more engineers and we need more producers. And there's too many people thinking they're rappers. And
man,
we need more. You know, being in the music industry, it's a great like.
Yeah.
But trying to rap, yeah. You know, there can only be so many guys.
It's only
you
a couple.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I got some for sure.
We need more engineers.
Now, I agree with Chance. I'm not gonna lie, man. My biggest advice is, man. Think about, like, do you really want to do this shit, bro? Because I'm not going to lie, there's probably, especially in Detroit, bro, especially, there's probably, like, 500,000 rappers out here right now, and 400,000, 900, like, y'all, they just need to shut the fuck up, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not going to lie, man, if your boy can't rap, don't be afraid to tell him, man.
Be real with your boy.
Be real with your boy and tell him, like, you're, man, stop it, man. You're not cut out for it, man. And just, man, you just got to know what you're getting into, man, because it comes with a lot, man. I'm not going to lie. This shit's expensive, man. Being a rapper is expensive. That's it. That's all I got to say, man. And if you do want to do it, man, you got to make some good money.
What are you telling your younger self?
They can go. I'm still trying to come up with something. I got a lot that I'm thinking, but I'm trying to like put down to one.
I would tell my younger self that you never have more time than you have right now.
That's a great one.
And that, like, if you want to do it, put the time in now. Work harder now so you can work less later.
How long?
I was really? Like, you'll it's never so have long, more bro. Time than you have right
like
now.
24 hours is so long. That flies.
Man, I'm gonna add something like that. I don't know what I'm saying, man. So like, yeah, man, if you do decide to do that, do what he said and put your all into that shit right now. Don't wait. Don't wait until next week. Just do it.
If your homie takes Flock's advice and tells you you're ass, just put time in and you can be better. Like, if that's what you want to do, then you can get better. It doesn't matter if you suck.
Yeah. It matters if you suck and you think you're cold.
That's the issue.
You ain't got no pen and paper in your fucking hand the next morning. You better not think this is for you.
What about you?
About everything.
For me, I'd say don't be afraid to stray as far away from the pack as you can.
That's a good one too.
Says the only one without a shirt on.
Exactly.
Amen.
Type shit.
Trendsetter, bro. Not a wave rider.
My advice would probably be like, the passion that you have for it at a young age, like before anything is involved, don't let that go. Like, keep that going. No, don't let a dollar sign change nothing. Like, keep that same passion and the results will show.
Yeah. If you don't love it, the fuck are you doing there?
I was going to add on to what Chance said. We used to have a saying in college about, like, the music industry, and it was that it's not DIY, do it yourself. It's DIO, do it ourselves. Which means you should always surround your people to help you do it and build with them. So, like, generally speaking, like, yeah, we can go out and pay, like, millions of dollars for someone who already can, like, fill one of our roles at a high level. But instead, like, we're working together and building ourselves all to that high level together.
Exactly.
So, like, it's do it ourselves. It's not do it by ourselves.
I like that. I like it a lot.
Amen.
What's your guys' plans for, like, upcoming projects? Like, Frank, you dropping anything? Devin, what are you doing? Flock, you know what I mean? Like, Flock, you're videoing? Like, what's going on?
I'm trying to shoot more for everybody, man.
I'd say at least in the next 5-6 months, I got some good stuff in the works.
Yeah, we could talk about the... Want to talk about Throne Method?
The what?
The Throne Method we got going on with Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, we're taking the whole year. we're going to record 100 songs, you know, pick the best 20, then pick the best 10, and then hopefully we got a pretty good album off of that.
Are you going to be dropping singles out of the 100 songs, though?
Well, I mean, yeah. To, like, build up? Garbage after that. Yeah.
Nah, you guys,
you can't just come straight album. You got to tease a little bit before the album.
I mean, we might make the 100 first before we drop any singles.
You got to do the Love 6 method.
Yeah, there's that's what I did, too.
It's the Love 6.
Build it
up. I did it on accident, though. I really didn't mean to make so many songs for that fucking album, bro. There's just, I had a lot to say.
Yeah, and then you use them as little singles and stuff, too. Yeah. And they didn't fit. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be perfect for you, Frank.
I'm glad with how that album turned out.
Yeah.
There was so much debating on, like, the track list, too.
Yeah, we were going back and forth for months, dude.
And like, we thought we'd have it, like, set, and then Chance, like, drops two more tracks in the chat.
I said it on one of the episodes. He came out of the booth.
I fucking yell at him once a week for it.
I said it on the last episode he did. He came out of the booth one of the days, and he looked at me, and he goes, bro, I got to stop, because he kept making Love 6 songs. And we were already on, like, making on other shit.
He's still running.
Freaking facts. That was being made at the time.
Someone has to pay for this. You know, I'm paying for it. Someone has to be recording, bro. If no one's in here, I'm jumping in there.
Yeah.
Dev, you were recording something earlier.
Oh, yeah. Frank said we needed a rock track together, so I went and laid a hook. But I've been trying to, like, force myself not to, like, record or write music, because I've been focusing on, like, video stuff and, like, getting better at video stuff. Plan to start YouTube page sometime this summer. That's my, like, current main project I'm working on. Been doing a lot of research into making, like how viral content works and stuff. And, like, I think I have it down to a science.
Sounds like it's going to benefit all of us.
Dude, yeah.
Well, yeah, let's hope, yeah.
You got anything coming soon? You've been doing a lot of videos and...
With the media shit now?
The media or just music? Anything.
Music, I've been recording a lot. And I've just been stocking up lately. I'm not going to lie, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to drop a nice little EP, a nice little tape. I don't know. Planning on doing that soon. Creating a nice... But I want it all hard. I want it all, like, speaking... Some real, like, I don't know, man. I don't want just shit talking, you know what I mean? But as far as the media goes, man, I just started this other media page, man, Two Shutter Films. Me and my boy been doing that, working on that. Shot a few videos and done a couple photo shoots, but we're still working on the branding and shit to get it out there and, you know, just start throwing it out there, chucking it out.
Right. But
I feel like that's actually going to go somewhere because we got some hard, we got some shit. Sure.
Oh yeah.
Guys want a photo shoot, business, anything, man. Music videos. Man, I do commercials. I do promo videos. All that. Like, I do
everything.
Anything you need a camera
video
for.
Related, yeah. Really.
I got something big, but I can't speak on it yet.
Yeah.
That's a while from now.
I mean, that's.
Oh, I got something to show you, Devin, actually. Me? Yeah, I got something crazy to show you.
We could just talk about it, to be honest. Like.
Well, no, we can talk about me coming in here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to just pop it up right now, then. You should be able to book with me starting July 1st, right?
July 1st.
Cook up a beat if you want, $20 an hour. I also have the vault that you guys can skim through. Mm-hmm. I got all the prices listed out, as you can see on the screen. I'll pop it up right there. So, yeah.
And that's going to be a deal with the podcast, too, right?
Yeah, there's a podcast on there. There's a solid deal. Like, everything that's included is, like, $450, $500, but we're going to be doing it for $350.
Yeah. Package is literally everything we offer here.
Yeah,
you know, it's gonna be big for the studio, you know, having a in-house producer, you know, making beats for everybody in the, you know, instead of going on YouTube or anywhere else, you know.
Yeah. Right, then go straight to
them, you know?
Go straight to the booth too.
Yeah, go straight to the booth, and then right maybe after the booth, mix and master, then get straight on the camera and drop
podcast too,
all in the same place.
Huge. How long do you think that would take for someone to do
what
that full thing,
that VIP? So it'd be podcast, so call it an hour.
Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hour studio session, that's three. The music video and the one mic, that's probably
about 4 hour block.
4 hours,
4 or 5. Yeah,
I'd call it five just to be safe.
Fucking exhausted.
50th episode, that's crazy, dude. Like, that's a big accomplishment for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big 50.
Thank you to everyone that's supported too.
I mean, like,
there's actually a lot of people that show love, and it's dope. So thank you guys for that, for real.
I mean, people hit me up and say, like, yo, this episode was cool, or that clip, or send me stuff saying, like, the clips were funny and stuff. And that shit, it's
means a lot.
Like, it's besides music, doing music, it's, like, the only other thing that, like, people are reaching out and like stuff like that. So that's, it always feels good, you know?
Yeah.
And we've had some great fucking episodes. We really have. And we've had like anybody that's came on, that y'all, some real ones, all of y'all have been on multiple episodes and y'all know that y'all are the homies.
Indubitably.
Facts.
I'm just excited for the future. I'm curious.
To 500 more?
500 more?
To 500 more?
I mean, man, you guys remember C-Mac, man, at 55th Street. You guys know what I'm talking about, bro?
Yeah.
The C-Mac guy, he was on No Jumper, bro.
I'm not hip.
Bro, man.
Oh, okay, I am hip. Yes.
58th podcast episode, man.
It's just...
Man, that is a lot lamer than it was in my head, bro.
I mean, every 50's damn near a year, you know?
Yeah. Drop it's just, week. It's crazy that, like, bro, it's gone this fast. Like, I feel like we just started it, but I feel like we've also, like, had so many up and down moments, just, like, learning
man,
curves.
Crash course.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know this episode was a little different, and that's kind of the point. We wanted just everyone sitting down, just chilling.
Combo.
So we'll get back to the, we'll get back to the, like, the normal, regular episode. Yeah, the regular scheduled program.
Next week.
Yeah, next week. So, but yeah, this is just, you know, us just kicking it. If you are interested in hopping on the podcast, shoot the Instagram account a DM.
TAC underscore podcast. Stop hitting up the TAC Records fucking account. TAC underscore podcast.
It's been a long day.
It has been a long day.
All right. Flock's hungry. Chance has a session in 10 minutes.
I'm tired.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll get back next week to what you're used to.
Shout out my girl, man. Shout out Billy. Shout out Jew.
Shout out the...
Shout out the team, shout out the family.
Man, like, comment,
shout
subscribe.
Out Brian, shout, out Billy.
Shout out, shout outs.
Like, man, comment, subscribe. All the stuff will be in the description.
For
go
everybody.
Check out everyone. And yeah, with that being said,
thank you for
see,
50. Thank
yeah.
you for coming and watching
all
of these.
We
love
you
all for sure.
See you next week.
We will.
Out.